people who keep company with God. I had a dream or encounter about the glory of God. Here is some of what happened. I'm leaving some parts out that were personal. A group of us were at an outside venue similar to church in the park. There was a stage for worship and speaking and a lot of activities such as fun, food, and fellowship. I was seeing into the realm of the Spirit, and the whole place was full of the glory of the Lord. It looked similar to a glorious sunrise filtering through the clouds, but it was all around and upon us. There were horizontal lightning strikes, and the atmosphere was electric. We walked up to the stage, and someone on the stage asked, "What happens when we blame God for bad things He didn't do?" Someone asked me if I knew the answer. I said yes and proceeded toward the stage. As I walked onto the stage, the glory was so thick around me I couldn't speak. And then I entered a great meeting hall that appeared to be made of the purest white marble and gold I have ever seen. I asked, "What is this place?" And a voice answered, "The Hall of Glory." It was intensely glorious in there, not only brilliant, weighty colors, but lightning was striking horizontal at a much greater intensity and frequency than the earthly venue. I knew I was in heaven. The voice said, "When you blame God for what He did not do or do not credit Him for what He does, you are taking honor from God, dishonoring Him. You are taking glory from God. What you do to God will be done to you." The dream comes from Romans 1:18-23. First, I was at an outside venue on earth, and the glory of God was present. This speaks of verse 20. "For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. God's glory is in His nature and in His family gatherings." Don't underestimate how God views any of this. They can be doorways into the spirit realm, Psalm 19. Then the question was asked about blaming God for doing things human beings and demons do. We all know what I'm talking about. Many times when bad things happen, God is blamed for doing them, or at least for not stopping them. Even insurance companies call natural disasters acts of God. How tragic is this for mankind? The attitude and thinking toward God speaks of verse 21, "Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things." Please note, Paul is talking about people who knew God. Blaming God for things He did not do is foolish and futile thinking. It leads to a darkened heart, a heart that cannot connect with the truth, and that ultimately will lead to all sorts of destructive perversion. We all know God is whom God is. We can't make God less glorious or honorable by not honoring and glorifying Him. But it is clear we will be seriously diminished ourselves. We will be dishonored and lose the glory of His manifest presence in our lives, and that is what sets us apart and keeps us from darkness. Exodus 33:15-16. Christ in us is our hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. But if we blame God or do not give Him honor, glory, and thanksgiving, we are hindering the flow of His glory in and upon our lives. Eventually, that path of dishonor will bring much sorrow into our lives. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.